Surprise, trickery, danger, and excitement along the Burma Road in far-off war-torn China. That's where we join Terry and his friends as they help battle the invaders. Just now, Terry and Pat Ryan are opposing the forces of the Dragon Lady, a band of about 50 men encamped not far from Captain Blaze's headquarters. Some thrilling things have already happened, and in today's transcribed adventure, we'll see our friends fight off the enemy with a huge pile of empty oil kegs made of metal. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. I sure hope you won't take any chances on getting your copy of the Terry Adventure Game Book. It's a really sensational book, chock full of new games and exciting new Terry adventures. A book you'll feel mighty sorry to miss. Now, as I told you yesterday, the closing date on this great offer is almost here. Your order must be postmarked before midnight, January 24th. January 24th, as you well know, is this Saturday, the day after tomorrow, which means the deadline is almost here. So, kids, for your own sake, do this right away. Ask your mother to let you run over to the store and get a can of Libby's tomato juice and one of Libby's pineapple juice. The labels from those two delicious juices are all you need to get your Terry Adventure Game Book. It's free for just those two Libby labels. So get one label from a can of Libby's pineapple juice and one from a can of Libby's tomato juice. The name is Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. On the back of one of them, print carefully your full name and address. Then mail the labels to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. I'll repeat that address. It's Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago. Now that's all you do. Just send in a label from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice, and this swell book is yours. That is, it's yours provided the envelope with your labels is postmarked by midnight, Saturday, January 24th. So get going, kids. Make sure you're not disappointed. There's a world of fun waiting for you in the new games, puzzles, coloring pages, and magic tricks of the Terry Adventure Game Book. Send your Libby labels at once, tonight or tomorrow, to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Well, the honors are about even so far. Terry and Pat Ryan have won the blustering Captain Blaze over to their side in a threatened attack on the Blaze headquarters by the Dragon Lady's gang. But the Dragon Lady, well, there's a problem. Although she's a prisoner of our friends, she now lies cold and still on a bunk in her room. She appears to be dead. But as Pat Ryan said, take it from me, the Dragon Lady is in some kind of a trance. And perhaps he was right. Anyway, the Dragon Lady can't help our companion. She can't warn her own men not to attack. So let's join Terry Lee as he waits for trouble. It is night, and the cold moon casts long shadows across the yard. The men who are fighting on Terry's side are rolled up in blankets, ready for the alarm when the attack comes.
Golly, it's sure quiet out here.
Sure is. It's a loud silence, too.
Who ever heard of a loud silence?
I did. So quiet it hurts your ears. Oh, say, Terry.
Yes, April?
What are we fighting for?
Why, we're fighting to... Say, do you mean to say that you don't know that?
So all mixed up. I declare, I don't know who's what.
Well, it's all very simple. Pat and I came here to make a prisoner of Captain Blaze.
I know that, but now he's on your side.
That's because he's mad at the Dragon Lady for kidnapping his daughter.
Oh, it doesn't sound right, but I suppose it is.
What doesn't sound right?
Well, how can you arrest a man who's helping you fight off the Dragon Lady's men?
Well, we can. Well, we'll just have to see how things come out.
Well, go on.
Well, we also hope to make a prisoner of the Dragon Lady. We have her locked in a room inside the building and...
But she's dead.
She is not dead.
Oh, how you do talk. She's as white as the driven snow and cold as a landlord's heart. She don't breathe and her heart ain't going 1, 2, 3.
Well, just the same, Pat thinks she's pulling a trick in a trance or something. Look, April. Anyway, the Dragon Lady is our prisoner, right?
Right now.
Her men are out there someplace, led by that bull-necked, egg-headed Sing Sing, right?
Sure.
And he's got orders to attack this place and rescue her and take us prisoners.
Right. And is that why we're fighting?
Yeah, that's the first reason. After that, well, we'll decide what's to be done with Blaze and the Dragon Lady.
And you're walking guard so there'll be nobody sneaking up on us.
Well, I do believe you begin to get the idea, Miss Kane.
Oh, don't be a haybag. I had the idea a long time ago. I just wanted to see if you knew what you were doing.
Well, this is my post, and I'm going to watch out. Here we are.
Oh, dear. What do you see? Nothing but moonlight and shadows.
You see the fence?
Yes.
There's a slope beyond the fence. It goes downhill.
Yes.
Well, I think I saw a flash of light. Like the moonlight shining on a gun or a knife. Look, there it is again. See it?
Yes. Somebody's over behind that rock on the left.
Right.
No, left.
That's right, the left.
Maybe I better go and tell Mr. Ryan what's doing.
Yeah, and tell Captain Blaze and Cheery and Connie, too. Looks like the fireworks will start from this side of the place.
Oh, why don't they fight in the day when we can see them?
They work better in the dark. We're outnumbered more than 2-1. Well, get along and tell Pat what's up.
I'll be right back now. Don't go away.
Okay.
Kind of lonely and cold out here alone, eh, my lad?
Oh, I didn't see you, Captain.
Cold moonlight tonight. Cold as bayonets to you, eh?
You've been here in the shadows all the time, sir?
I kind of like to wander about these diggings at night. Always looks so different from daylight. Kind of fantastic-like, so it is.
Yeah. Well, if you've been looking down the hill, then maybe you can tell me if Sing Sing's men are working up this way.
It's a good hour for it. Good hour. Things is always worse late at night.
I just sent April to tell Pat what I saw.
I know. In a good mood, too, so it is.
Maybe it's the moonlight and shadows out there, but I'm sure that
I... The moon does cut fantastic capers at times. Well, we'll soon see. But you're a brave lad. You're not afraid.
I'm scared, but I can manage in a pinch, Captain.
That's a good way to speak, so it is. But it ain't the ruffians out there behind the small rocks down the hill. It ain't that what sends a chill up the back.
No?
It's what may be going on behind you.
Well, so now, you don't paint a very good picture.
The pictures I've seen along the Bummer Road ain't very good at any time.
I wish Pat would hurry along.
I wouldn't worry about Patrick Ryan if I was you, my lad.
Why not?
Maybe he's got his hands full right now.
So, has anything happened to Pat?
Can't say. Ain't seen him this past half hour.
Well, then what are you talking about?
Now, don't get nervous, my lad. We've got a job on hand. Are you sure them oil drums are ready to tumble down here when we want them to?
Yeah, I piled them up. Must be 40 of them. They're ready to roll. Just pull a few rocks out of the way.
That's why I'm here, so it is. I wouldn't miss the fun of seeing a flock of cast iron cakes chasing the enemy. Wouldn't miss it for all the hair on this red beard.
Well, maybe we can chase the Dragon Lady's men off once. But what if they come back a second time?
They'll come back. But we still got our brains. We can fool them again.
There's too many of them for us.
Shh. Wait. Well, my lad, it's come. You can see them praying now, inching up the hill.
Yeah.
Creeping close to the ground.
Yeah, I see them. The whole hill's covered with them. Not making a sound, just moving toward us.
Better get ready to let them oil drums go bouncing down on them.
Yeah, sure. I'll head over beside the drums here in the shadow.
Lead the way, terrible lad. I'll lend a hand, seeing as how Patrick Ryan is detained.
This is where we'll do the job, Captain Blaze.
Yes. Can you imagine the racket all these metal cakes will make? Sound like all inferno broke loose.
The men are getting nearer, Captain.
No hurry. Not until they get clear of the rocks in the open space where they can't hide. Then we'll pour the trouble on them.
There. They moved out into the open.
The scoundrels must think that we're asleep in here. There's no lights on.
Maybe I'd better wake the men. Your men are sleeping around here in the shadows.
Let them snooze. They'll wake up soon enough. If they wake now, they'd be shooting, spoil everything.
Terry, oh, Terry, guess what?
So loud, April. Look out there.
All those men coming up the hill.
You'd better go back inside, Miss April. This is no place for a gal.
But I want to tell Terry something.
Put it off till later. The lad has his hands full now.
But this is important.
Well, make it snappy.
Well, like I said, I went to find Mr. Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I looked and looked, and all sides of this place. And then I said to myself, maybe Mr. Ryan is inside.
I know. Come to the point now. Hurry.
Well, so I went inside and I saw Cheery Blaze and I said hello. And I saw Connie and I said...
Look, what do you want to tell me? Couldn't you find Pat? Is that it?
Well, yes. But there's something else.
Here they come. Pull the rocks and let the oil drums tumble down the hill. Let her go!
Here we go. You start that pile of dirt.
Jerry, I'm right proud of you. That's the old American headwork. That's the kind of brains that will win out every time. We met the enemy and they're yellow as the inside of a custard pie.
Just think, Terry thought up all those iron pegs out of his own head.
Boy, that's speeding the enemy down the hill. They won't bother us again until they count broken ribs and get their wits together.
Now we'll have to figure out something else.
What about playing and fancy shooting? I can hit a peanut off a rock at 100 yards.
Well, we may have to do some shooting before we're through, but let's not waste ammunition. Say, I've got another idea. I'll bet it'll even beat the son of the oil drum.
Well, let's have it, boy. Let's be quick about it.
We'd better hold a council of war. I'll tell Pat about... What did you say about Pat, April?
Me? Oh, I said I looked everywhere and I couldn't find him.
He must be around someplace. Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. And so is Cheery Blaze and Connie. None of them have seen him. But that ain't all.
That's plenty.
What else did you have to tell us?
It's about the dragon lady.
You mean she ain't dead? She's just putting on an act?
Well, I don't think she's dead anymore.
Why not?
Because she isn't in a room where she was locked. And if she was dead, she wouldn't walk away, would she? So I guess she was only fooling and just walked away. I don't know where she went.
Say, wait a minute, April. Come back here and tell us what happened. Don't just say the dragon lady has gone and... But, well, we'll get the details tomorrow, I suppose. But wasn't that a swell idea of Terry's to disperse Sing Sing's men? Terry said he had an even better idea in case they attack again. And I'll give you a hint about it in just a moment. Now, don't forget, boys and girls, the deadline is Saturday at midnight. Yes, unless your order for a Terry Adventure game book is postmarked before midnight, Saturday, January 24th, Libby cannot guarantee delivery of your copy. You see, the supply of these grand books is limited. This is a special offer to introduce you to Libby's delicious pineapple juice and tomato juice. Now, you don't have to send any money. The Terry Adventure game book is free while the supply lasts in return for one label from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice. So take no chances. Get your order in tonight if possible. The Terry Adventure game book is a regular treasure chest of games, puzzles, coloring pages, paper dolls, magic tricks. You never saw anything to equal it. And don't forget this. This is a Terry book. Terry, Connie, the Dragon Lady, they all take part in this exciting adventure. Get a label from Libby's Pineapple Juice and one from Libby's Tomato Juice. Print your full name and address on the back of one and mail them to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Mail your order at once. And now about tomorrow's transcribed adventure. Here's a hint. Keep listening for Pat Ryan because Pat has a stunt which will really put a scare into Sing's men. And when you hear about it, you'll know why Pat could not be found. So join us for the fun and fight tomorrow at this same time.